Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA, hip hop, salutations to all. Watson, what's good, my dude?
What's good, my G?
My nigga, last time we spoke, LeBron James has signed a dotted line to be a Los Angeles Laker. Last time we spoke, there's been several moves that's been made to try to help LeBron, so to speak, sir. Want to get your thoughts on the acquisition of a guy that you rock with heavy from New York City, Brooklyn, New York, to be specific, Mr. Lance Stevenson, and also them bringing in Rajon Rondo. What's your thoughts on that, my guy?
Well, the one thing we know about Lance Stevenson and Rajon Rondo, they're calling him Playoff Rondo. And me and you were singing Rondo's praises for the way he played in the playoffs earlier when he played, when the way he sunned Damian Lillard and just controlled the show against the number three seed Portland Trailblazers. Me and you know what Rondo could do. You out there, you remember he was a catalyst while he was in Boston playing with KG in the original Correct. Big Three. He's not a shooter, though. So, yes, he's a veteran savvy. LeBron likes veterans. We know that. LeBron is a believer in veterans. I think what happened was LeBron went the veteran route. Then they brought in all the young boys. And he said, let me see what I could do with the young boys. And LeBron basically had to do everything. I don't think people realize that when LeBron brought in all those young boys, right, LeBron had to play more minutes and do more scoring than, like, any point in his career. You know what I'm saying? So, while everybody was praising the young boys, LeBron got young and athletic, they're not ready to go to that next level. So he wants guys who he knows are tested, tough. You know, Lance is tough because Lance is scared to play LeBron, so I think LeBron respects that. But here's the real deal. They're not scorers, man. That's not how you compete against Golden State. LeBron is someone who gets around shooters, as we know. LeBron, Allen, you know, what's my man from, remember the shooter who played with him in Miami, the white boy, Miller?
Mike Miller.
Was it Miller? Yeah, Mike Miller. Yeah. You know, you gotta put LeBron around shooters, man, because LeBron will hit you off. Right now, who else is the shooter?
Nope. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think the Lakers are on some shit like, yo, we're trying to do a different thing going on here that we're not trying to do what LeBron's used to in the sense of having shooters, even though I agree we have to have shooters with LeBron, but having guys that's going to grind, so to speak, that's going to, hate to use this corny cliche, go for it, I guess, when you got guys like Rondo and Lance Stevenson, guys that LeBron went to war with. I mean, we know about Lance Stevenson blowing in his ear. We know about Rondo and when he's with the Celtics and the Heat and all that. LeBron had to sign off on these niggas, though. You would agree with that, though, right? Like Magic and Rob Pelinka ran to LeBron. I'm like, all right, we're thinking about getting Rondo and Lance Stevenson.
I think one of the great things about LeBron and one of the things that LeBron has proven is that when you go to 8 straight championships in a row and you take 3 different coaches, it has to be built around you. You don't just make decisions and be like, okay, LeBron, go do it. You consult with him. The reports that I've been reading online is that they're letting LeBron know what moves and how he feels about it. And that's great. Remember, LeBron is going to be the straw that stirs this drink. Even though he's in his advanced stages, what we watched him do in these playoffs was amazing after him coming off of an amazing year. Nothing's changed. The guy's still going to be great in terms of being a prolific passer. And he still got it. Clearly he still has it. So you got to consult with him. But, my guy, you need scorers. You know,
yeah, he's
Golden
a scorer,
State
though.
Just added, Golden State just added a person who, in my personal opinion, you know this, he's not a top 15 player. He's, to me, first-team All-NBA. That's how I regard him.
Come on, first-team?
Yo, my man, you know this is how I always talked about him. Remember, they were my
Yeah, but Boogie's your guy, though, so you're not going to be the subjective person when it comes to Boogie. That's your man's, though.
You're right. So here's the thing. Based on what he was doing when you last saw him play, 25 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. That's what he was doing. That's the first. That's
so why Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans decided not to bring that back to their squad? Did they look at it like, yo, my nigga, we went to the second round without Boogie? And all this locker room talk here about Boogie not being a locker room guy and all that?
See, this is where New Orleans made a fatal, fatal error. They completely underestimated what Rondo did. Rondo freed up Jrue Holiday to be the two and just score. Remember, Rondo was having 22 assist games, averaging 12 assists. People are underestimating what that did for that team. It was so. Remember, they lost Rondo too. So I don't know what New Orleans thinks they're doing. Now I know you like the pickup that they got, but
I like Randall.
My man. Yeah. Okay, who's running the show? Who's going to run the show?
So, yeah, that's the part that's kind of mind-boggling. Like, I mean, yo, if you're them, you try to get Kemba Walker, being that Tony Parker went, that's gonna be kind of hard, though, right?
Well, you know, then the only way they're giving up Kemba Walker is if you take the bad contracts with Batum and all them other guys. Like they're trying to package Kemba Walker when you take a horrible contract to get Kemba Walker on the cheap.
Yeah,
you know. So that's how I look at that one. But
now this takes me to Carmelo Anthony now, Watson. First of all, let me say this off the rip. I doubt that Paul George and Russell Westbrook is hitting up the general manager's name for OKC and be like, yo, Sam Presti, yo, you got to bring Melo back. Like, is it safe to say that, yo, Paul George and Russell's like, yo, man, we don't need this nigga. We just make me and PG. We'll just take it from here. Especially with that crazy-ass contract Melo has.
Melo did not like the media narrative that he needs to come off the bench. He didn't like being the third option. He clearly did not like being the third option. But he was. Westbrook is in his prime.
Hold on, I'm going to cut you up, Watson. So hold on. I'm going to cut you off, but I want to ask you this then. So when he – because he was the last piece of the puzzle to come to OKC when Paul George came first, then Melo. Did he really think he was going to be second option over Paul George?
Yes, I think he thought that.
Oh, he's bugging. I
really think he thought that. And remember, for the first 2 weeks of the season, he was their leading scorer. So he was trying. Remember, he was averaging 22 a game? He was really out there shooting like, oh, nothing's changed. I'm still going to be that dude. But then they kept losing. And he played so bad in that Utah series that that was the worst stretch of – okay, to me that was the worst stretch of basketball I've ever seen Carmelo play. He was playing against young boys, and he could never get his shot off or score, and it just blew my mind. I'm someone who personally believes he goes to play with LeBron. LeBron will bring out the best in Melo. We saw what LeBron could do with 40-year-old Ray Allen.
Bring out the best in Melo.
You get something?
You don't want a nigga that's been in the league with 15? Oh, watch, he's going to the same 16th year in the league with LeBron. He came in the same draft class in 2003, probably one of the best draft classes.
I understand that, but
well, you want to say 2003-96? Probably want to flip those draft classes, but whatever. But why? Because he's going to get open shots?
Yeah. Yeah,
but Russell's doing the same thing. Russell's doing the same thing. Coming down 90 miles per hour, down the court, past the Melo. He's bricking, my nigga.
I think it's just a year of redemption for him, to be honest.
Oh, the redemption word. Here we go. Redemption, that's where you go, my nigga, redemption. Well,
the reason why
we're talking about Miami has interest.
The reason why I'm saying redemption, because this year is going to be the year of redemption. Boogie has to prove to all you guys and all you naysayers that he can recover after this Achilles injury. Because like Chris Bassard keeps saying, not a lot of people play good after this injury. Elton Brand, he played 9 years after the injury, but he was never the same. So This is the narrative everybody's trying to use to justify Boogie. Let me be the first to tell all you guys, if you think Boogie's going to come back in March and not know how to play basketball, boy, I got some
news. It's a different system, my guy. It's a different system. I think, I think Golden State is going to have a short leash with Boogie. Like, my nigga, we run a tight ship over here, bro. We don't really need you. You called us, my nigga. You called us. We call you, Boogie.
So you do realize KD went through the same thing with Golden State.
No, they reached out to KD.
No. But they didn't need him, right? They didn't need KD. KD had to adjust to what was going on. Remember, they came up the
– I disagree with that, Watson. I think hindsight now, I don't think Golden State's going to win these back-to-back championships without KD, my nigga.
No,
I don't think so, bro.
No, but come on. But here's what happened. I agree with you. KD's that great. I'm going to explain
exactly.
You know how great Boogie is. Boogie's not a good player. For this generation, he's a great – he's arguably the greatest big man of this generation right now. Him and AD, one or two. That's just
the center
one
position
or
is not even the center position is valuable the way it is.
I watched
the 80s, 90s, and early Shaq era. You know what I mean?
But the reality is, he's either the best big man or the second big man. One or two. They're going to have a player that's so good. This whole notion that there's going to be games where you only take 5 attempts. JaVale McGee had games where he took 3 shot attempts. JaVale McGee had how much better is he than JaVale McGee, in your opinion? That's the upgrade. It's the upgrade. Kevin Durant was the upgrade from Harrison Barnes, right? That's basically what happened. He is the upgrade from JaVale McGee. Anybody
but that's
knows
more than
an
upgrade, though.
Boogie Cousins is an all-NBA first-teamer. All-NBA first-teamer, skill-wise. This whole
let me throw this out here. Boogie does attempt 6 threes a game, and he's only shooting 35% from the three, so his 3-point shot is not all that deadly.
Listen, Boogie is playing for a contract. He's playing to prove the naysayers is wrong. You think he's going to come in here just for – if he's not working out, they can literally just leave him on the bench if he's not integrating himself within their system. But he's so good, I think people forget. I'm a basketball fanatic. I remember when he played on the Olympic team, not Olympic team, but a Team USA team.
Mm-hmm.
And he fit in perfect. He was playing with Kyrie, with James Harden, with Steph Curry, him and Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Him and AD played on that team together. Krzyzewski coached it. So this notion, y'all really do not understand. The league, here's the thing. The league knows how good Boogie is. That's why everybody is initially crazy when he got signed to the
Warriors, we cannot gloss over the fact and we cannot sweep under the rug that your former Kentucky Wildcat, if you want to call him brethren, didn't want you back, my nigga. He didn't go to New Orleans Pelicans management and be like, yo, bring Boogie back. And that's your man.
That wasn't his man.
And the Lakers didn't want this nigga, my dude.
Here's why I say that wasn't his man. Here's why I say that. Remember when Boogie stopped following them, like during the season? It was clear that something wasn't right with them.
Something right.
AD thrived without Boogie there. But let me tell you what you're going to see with AD, and this is my prediction. You're going to see another team that struggles to get the eighth seed, and they're going to be bad.
I'm going to be real, though. AD, you're phenomenal, my nigga, but I will say this. You have a better chance of competing. Now, let's be real. We did watch the Golden State Warriors beat them in 5 games, I think it was. If Boogie's there, they can go to 6 or 7 if Boogie's there. I'm not saying they would have won, but there's a potential to go to 6 or 7 games.
Boogie, you know, Boogie dominated them when they played against Golden State. That is why when he called when his agent, when he called them, he spoke to all of, you know, KD, Curry, and all of them, and they were with it. You know that they was with it when Boogie said, I want to join y'all? Because they know how good he is. NBA players know how good he is.
Yeah, you need a tough guy. You need a guy in the locker room that's a tough nigga on the court.
No,
you know, Boogie's
not
a little sucker dude.
I'm talking about skill set as a skill set player.
They don't really need him,
though,
my nigga. They really don't need Boogie, but it's good to have him off the bench. Yo, my man. You think the Pelicans really need Boogie, my nigga?
Well, he's not there now. And here's the thing. They got nothing for Boogie. Do you understand that?
They got a pack of sunflower seeds and a quart of water for Boogie, my nigga. That's how much they paid for Boogie.
Okay.
That shit don't make no sense.
Tell me how New Orleans.
Huh?
Tell me how New Orleans has Rajon Rondo, Boogie Cousins, who were major contributors to their season last year. They lose both of them, and they're selling you that we're a better team. We're making better moves. I think the New Orleans Pelicans went backwards. I think they took a severe step backwards. And Anthony Davis, we're in the era of the
That's your man. Have some respect. That's your guy, AD.
Anthony
Come on,
Davis,
I'll do that.
Anthony Davis, we're in the era of the super teams. You're one great player. That doesn't cut it anymore. The one great player on a team is not going to win it. Now, we can segue straight into Kawhi Leonard. What is your whole take on this Kawhi Leonard situation? He was in New York, and his team and his reps hid him from the Spurs. Like, what is going on over there?
First of all, I would like Kawhi to speak, man. Like, dog, you got to speak at some point, my nigga. I mean, I know you ain't the most boisterous dude. I'm pretty sure if me and Watson had you here and we're interviewing you, it'd be boring as hell. It'd be dope we had Kawhi on the show, but it'd probably be a fucking boring interview. You and I'd have to hold this nigga hand, pause, for the whole goddamn interview. Neither here nor there, but this shit is scary, my nigga, because I don't understand, like, Spurs, for all the years, been this machine that, oh, nothing leaks out. They're a well-organized front office. They're run like they're the New England Patriots of the NBA. R.C. Buford is a great GM, and he is, obviously. Popovich, we love Pop because some people love Pop. I love Pop. I ain't gonna lie. He's a good coach. I love his attitude. He does speak up for young black Afro-American brothers in the NBA. So he does speak about more social things, more than Michael Jordan. Yes, I'm going to say it. The white man, Greg Popovich, speaks on more black political views more than Michael Jordan. The kicks that y'all niggas pay. Let me get off that, though. But this shit is scary, my nigga, because now I'm hearing reports that he doesn't really want to join LeBron. And something you said to me a while ago, man, and I'm going to really pay attention to this, my nigga. Not to be, I'm going to get back to Kawhi, but you said this on this show. You were the first person to say this, to be honest. Do niggas really want to play with LeBron, my nigga? I'm talking about big dogs. And yes, LeBron's my guy, but let's call it what it is. Like, if Kawhi don't want to play with LeBron, that's a little bit weird to me, even though his destiny is not in his hands. He can't control his destiny in 2019. But now we're talking about the Clippers? Like, Kawhi, I know you want to go back home, but to the Clippers? As in San Antonio, Watson, the Clippers have no assets, my guy. Tobias Harris? No, my nigga. No. Patrick Beverly, I like Patrick Beverly, but no. So, I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know how this works. I think he's going to Philly. I think Pop and him going to send to Philly. Gun to my head.
Philly has the assets. Philly definitely has the assets. What I don't – so here's the thing that the media narrative is doing. LeBron James is going to be in his 16th year. Let's say Kawhi – So this whole narrative that anybody who plays with LeBron is going to be in LeBron's shadow. Well, did KD...
I think niggas feel that way, Watson.
Let me ask you something.
Nah.
Was KD and Steph Curry
I think
shadow?
It's different with
Why
LeBron,
not?
Man. I think
Why
niggas
not?
Do feel that way.
But see, but I think great players who are great, like... these guys are talking that if KD played there, he would have to settle for being under LeBron and being under shadow. KD is so established in this league. Think about how established KD is.
Look at Paul George, the nigga. Well, nigga doesn't want to play at the crib watching. This nigga didn't even want to go back home. And then Paul George says, oh, I want to be a Laker.
I'm going to tell you this, man.
The year OKC snatched me up. He don't even want to go home. And he don't want to play with the best player in the NBA. That's crazy to me.
I'm going
to
tell you this.
No shade to us.
I'm going to tell you this, and I was telling you this while it was happening. He did not treat Kyrie Irving like an alpha male that Kyrie Irving
is. I agree with
that.
I agree.
And that was a fatal mistake. It was a mistake that it made no sense. Kyrie is special. He's one of the rare NBA players. Remember we was talking,
you know how much I love Kyrie, man. Pause.
I remember when we were talking about the finals last year, and there were games where Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron are all on the court. And Kyrie was clearly the best offensive player on that court, and they were all playing. Like, and LeBron did not treat him like that. He didn't treat him like an equal. You cannot have someone as great as Kyrie who wants to get away from you. Who goes to
now, I don't know if LeBron didn't treat like an equal, man. I don't know if I want to say he didn't treat like an equal because, let's be real, LeBron doesn't go back home if Kyrie's not there.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But he went there where Kyrie's going to be under my tutelage. But remember that first year Kyrie had a game against San Antonio, and Kyrie had like 52 points. And I was like, wow, like watching it. And I'm saying, LeBron, you're playing with the greatest. You know Kyrie is the greatest offensive player LeBron has ever played with.
I agree with that. And you know what? I had an argument with one of these bum-ass niggas at my job. I'm not going to say your name. I know you're going to listen to this show, but bum-ass nigga in a respectful way. But I ain't going to say your name, but you trying to tell me that Dwayne Wade was better with LeBron than Kyrie. I totally disagree with that. Now, if you're going to say they got two rings out of it, okay, fine. Yada, yada, yada. But I got Kyrie with LeBron.
No, as in terms of an offensive play, he got prime Kyrie. But this goes back to your original point. The way the media sets up this narrative around LeBron, that as soon as you go there, you're under LeBron, you're this and that. Players don't want to hear that. Everybody has ego, and a lot of these guys are great. And we're talking about the greatest of the great. What's your take on the fact that LeBron leaked out that, you know, it leaked out that he called KD to see where KD was at? What was that
about?
We spoke about that.
I didn't really like that too much. And like we spoke about that. I said that I didn't like the fact that LeBron texted him, I wish you to call KD. When you doing shit like that, you a nigga like KD? Nah, son, you don't text that nigga, bro. You tell that nigga, yo, son, can we meet up for lunch? I gotta look in your eyes. Pause. I gotta see what, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you on that type of time, like, to me, LeBron, that's a little bit egotistical to me. And I know people are probably gonna say the common boys, oh, three, you reaching, but watch it. A nigga like KD, who people say is the second best player in the NBA. Niggas like yourself say he's better than LeBron. So a nigga that got two rings, you only got one more ring than him, LeBron. Let's just keep it tall, bro. And they're going to get their third ring this year. Let's be clear on that. So you got to call KD or meet up with him for lunch, bro. Not no damn text. I wouldn't text you, Watson. When I asked you to come on this show, I didn't text you. I reached out to you, then I called you. That's like, okay, DM, out of DM, get the number, let's talk. That's just how respect gotta be, bro. I don't know, son. I didn't like that texting shit. I'm gonna keep it real. I know we in the era that's how niggas communicate. But if you serious about a nigga like you want to team up with Kevin Durant and you're trying to get him to get away from the Golden State Warriors, a team that he just won two rings with and beat you twice, bro. And you texting, nah, son, you gotta call that nigga, bro.
You have to have a power meeting. Remember how important that meeting was in hand? With KD and all the big players.
Yeah.
Like, they met and they had to have a power meeting because bringing KD is not bringing a serious person. LeBron, KD comes with his, like, you come, it's another corporation coming to the team. This ain't no, you know, I know you respected Dwayne Wade and you looked at him as like a big brother figure and all that. KD is better than Dwayne Wade.
I never bought that big brother talk with LeBron with Wade. You know that? Even though Wade is older than him, I never thought LeBron looked at Wade as a big brother.
I did. Because Wade had the best
over
the team. Wade had to beg LeBron to take over the team. Remember, I remember that first year. Wade was like, yo, my dude.
Yeah, but that's just what that, my nigga. That's anybody would do that, though. You're coming to some nigga's house who's ready to want a ring. You know what I'm saying? People saying he's the greatest athlete over Dan Marino, 1A, 1B. He was a finals MVP in 06 with Shaq.
No one
like,
ever
I mean?
Thought Dwayne Wade was better than LeBron. I've never heard that.
No, I never thought
have
that.
You?
I never thought that.
No, did anybody
not even
06
I thought Wade was better than LeBron.
And of course not. That was when he battled Gilbert Arenas, and that when him and Gilbert Arenas went at it, like LeBron was insane.
And then remember now, hold on, Watson. And then remember the year before that, the 05 season, when he shitted, when he had 25 points on the Pistons. In 05.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, but go back to the Kawhi thing, though, Watson. What do you think is going on, man?
Like, this is one of the most confusing things ever for just one reason. Kawhi is not on social media, and Kawhi doesn't talk. So everything is speculation. Everything. I mean, reports are he told Pop straight to his face, I don't want to be here. Then the next thing you know, they got rid of Tony Parker because they say he didn't like Tony Parker, and maybe that would help. Like, I don't get it, man. Something
Kawhi,
happened
man.
With Kawhi
down,
and
man.
His team. Something happened with Kawhi and his team, man, want nothing to do with San Antonio. And I think it has shocked the NBA world because
it shocked Pop. It shocked Pop. Because Pop, let's be real, he likes to be a dictator, and that shit ain't work with Kawhi. It just didn't.
And that's, I think he was spoiled with having a superstar, unassuming superstar in Tim Duncan.
Pop felt that shit worked with Tim Duncan. That shit worked with Ginobili. That shit worked with Tony Parker. He felt that shit was going to work with Kawhi. Kawhi was like, nah, my nigga, I ain't having that shit.
And I'm going to tell you why I think it didn't work with Kawhi. I think when you had Kobe Bryant and LeBron and KD and all these players basically saying, Kawhi, you're us. You're on our level. You're one of – you're that how great you are. I think his people were like, yo, my man, you're not getting respected. You can't have Tony Parker, the teammates coming at you and all this kind of craziness. And for whatever the reason is, he – but here's the thing. Kawhi doesn't talk, man, so all we can do is speculate, to be honest. He doesn't talk.
Yeah, then they
we
keep talking about his representative. His uncle does most of the talking. We haven't heard from the uncle either, so who's doing the talking?
Like, I don't even know
what his uncle fucking looks like.
Bird, that's why when they're saying this, I'm like, what is going on with this story? It's so ill. But here's the thing we do know. There's a high demand for Kawhi Leonard. Like, nobody wanted Boogie injury, but for Kawhi, who we don't know how he's injured because he claims he was injured, he couldn't play last year.
I didn't buy that shit. I think he could have played last year, man. I'm going to keep it so. I think he could have played last year, bro.
Well, Michelle Beadle said Kawhi's obnoxious.
Oh, God. She's his first fan.
She went in on him, and I was very surprised that Jalen Rose co-signed everything she said. That completely shocked me and caught me off guard. Jalen Rose co-signed everything she said, and she went ham on Kawhi Leonard.
So, she's a Spurs fan, though. So, and if you're my nigga, if I'm a Spurs fan, too, though, I would go ham on that nigga, too, bro. Think about it. If you're a Spurs fan, like, at this point, like, my nigga, you know what I mean? Like, you're Kawhi,
yo,
I'm a Spurs fan first. You know what I'm saying?
They took him for granted. They took him for granted.
Right. Well, we shall see, man. What do you think about this conversation about Jimmy Butler and Kawhi wanting to link up? And the possible destination could be New York City, man. Oh, God, I love this talk. I really feel that way, Kawhi.
I haven't heard that.
I'm going to say this right now. Kyrie going to be a Knick. You're just going to be a Knick. Why hasn't Kyrie signed extension with Boston yet? Why? What does he have to wait for? You have a better – the Celtics have a way better roster than the Knicks, by far.
I will tell you, he's going to play next year. He's going to see how it goes, and then he's going to have the whole basketball world at his feet. The entire basketball world will be at his feet. And then he's going
to remember, Watson, I hate to be the dead horse. When Kyrie had a wish list to which teams he wanted to go to when he was on Cleveland, the Celtics was not on that list, bro.
You're right, but here's
I think Kyrie's looking at, me and Jimmy get to New York with KP. So this show is going to be so lit that happens.
Here's the thing, though. Now, I understand that with Kyrie, but here's the thing. Kyrie has the team he always wanted and dreamed about. This is the team. He was the leader. When
I don't
Kyrie
think that's the team
he
dreamed about, sir.
No, I'm going
to
tell
Kyrie,
you.
Kyrie had to sit on the bench and watch these young boys get to game 7 against LeBron without him, son.
Let me tell you why that didn't factor into him the way it might have bothered a Boogie. They were the number one seed in the East while Kyrie played. They all know he's the best player on the team. None of them was better than him, and none of them are better than him. He knows that, and they know it. They know it. So you'll see as soon as the season starts.
And he's injury prone also. He's injury prone also. So they're looking at it like, yo, I won't be fast. I won't be quick fast if I'm Danny Ainge to get rid of Terry Rozier and them niggas, man.
No.
They resigned Marcus Smart, which I thought was a good move of them resigning Marcus Smart. I think that was a very smart move.
You cannot get rid of Terry Rozier. You're going to get him at cheap market value while you can still have him. You cannot let him go. He is an absolute 100% proven NBA starter. Let's keep it real.
I don't think he's a true point guard, though.
Fine. But does the true point guard even exist? Why do you think a guy like Rondo can survive? Because he's one of the last true point guards. Every point guard now wants to be a shooter. They want to be Dame Lillard, Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving. They want to be scorers. They want to be two guards in point guard bodies. You know what I'm saying? So, so that's what it is, man.
No, but I like Kyrie and Jimmy Butler. I do like that. Let's say that happens. Why not? Why?
Because I don't believe it's going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. And I like the fact that
why? Well, I don't. Wait a minute. We don't even believe it happened.
We're
going to
get
a
real.
The Knicks are setting themselves up. You do know that, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I can't wait when the Knicks make moves. Y'all get your little Knicks jokes in right now, my niggas. Get it in right now, bro. It's a new regime here, bro. Trust me. I wouldn't even be shocked if KD's a Knick in a couple of years. That wouldn't even shock me. Don't even shock me. Fizdale's going to get some guys over here, bro. Just know that, man. You know what I mean? All right, man, that's an NBA talk, man. You know what it is. Let's talk some hip hop with you right quick, man. Obviously, we reviewed the Drake Scorpion album. You gave it 3 mics. I gave it 3.5, even though now that I listen to it again, I can understand why you gave it 3 mics. Now, I'm hearing people coming at me, Watson, 3, he sold so many albums. Like, I don't give a rat's ass, Watson, how much albums this man sold, bruh. Why are people so fixated with album sales? Because I'm not.
Because it matters, man. It matters. And I'll tell you why it matters. The reason why Jay-Z, who everybody considers the GOAT, the reason why he's able to keep that GOAT talk going is because every year he dropped an album, it was successful and it sold. If Jay-Z was dropping an album every year and it didn't sell and nobody was buying it, it wouldn't have the impact. But the fact that he sold was why he made the famous line, men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Numbers don't.
That line became famous because Jay-Z said it. The reason why these Drake numbers is staggering and the reason why I am the one who called him 10 summers because I knew that his popularity, his success would dominate hip-hop. And here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what he did, and you're not going to agree with this, but he's doing it. What he's doing to the industry right now is equivalent to what 50 did when Get Rich or Die Trying came out. I want to make my case only based on sales talk. When Get Rich or Die Trying came out, it outsold all the hip-hop albums that were coming out during that time.
but before the Black Album came out, every rap album that came out, he outsold all of them. Think about this. Jay-Z and Beyonce dropped the combo album. Nas dropped. Kanye dropped. Eminem dropped last year in December. If you combine all of their sales, Drake outsold all of them. He outsold the biggest rappers. He outsold the Migos.
My nigga, I don't give a fuck what you sold. That shit is trash. Prodigy voice.
No,
like,
no, no. See,
what about the quality of the music? Wait a minute, Watson. So we know he's going to sell records because of his name. It's like the jersey. It's like his jersey, the name on the back. We know what it is already.
You know,
with the quality of music.
You know, people fall off and people lose their popularity. 10 years after Country Grammar came out, Nelly was not the number one artist in the world.
He wasn't consistent enough. He wasn't consistent enough. And he didn't really change the times.
But my point is,
I don't think Drake is consistent. Not at all.
You have to acknowledge the success. Forget the music. Let's just rate him on the success and consistency of when he drops. When Drake drops, is he popular? Yes. Is it a big seller? Yes. That, so just on that metric, forget the music. Just judge it on the success when it comes out. Is it 30 points a game? Yes, 30 points a game on a losing team or winning team. But it's still 30 points a game. Consistent.
Drake's putting 30 points a night?
You cannot praise Jay-Z's consistency without
listen, let me tell you something.
About his sales.
Let's get the fuck out of here, nigga. I'm not putting Hov and Drake in the same sentence. I'm not doing that shit.
Yo,
fuck out of here.
Yo, my man. No, my man. When Ghostface drops every year, what if Ghostface, when Ghostface was dropping every year after Supreme Clientele, he was going platinum every year? You know how the narrative on Ghostface would be so different? It would be a completely different
narrative. Hip-hop has changed, though, man. Drake is the climate of hip-hop that we're in now, Drake could do them kind of songs. I don't think he's lyrically that great at all. I don't think Drake is even a top 10 MC right now.
I just don't. 10 years. It's been a 10-year reign. And this is what I think everybody has come to terms with. Drake is a legend right now. He's an iconic legend in hip-hop. In hip-hop. He's an iconic legend in hip-hop. He came from Lil Wayne when Lil Wayne dominated hip-hop. And from there, he took the baton, and what he did with it, when Hov told everybody on his roster, 50's coming, y'all better do something. Y'all better do something. Nobody took the baton except
50
Kanye.
Mania and Drake Mania is totally different, my nigga. Drake Mania is nothing like 50 Mania. I'm sorry. They're not even the same fucking stratosphere. I'm sorry. You niggas, you common niggas, forget about 0203 for a minute. Remember 2000 and remember 2003, Common boys. Just remember that. Before you left comments, 03 is hating on Drake. No, nigga, 50 Mania is something I've never seen before. Not even like Hov, man. Hov didn't even have that. I'm sorry.
You're right, but here's the thing. As of right now, Drake has that. Drake has it. Any song he does is number one. He's breaking every metric that judges how an album is doing. He's breaking those records. Apple, Spotify. You are a playlist streaming service guy. And the guy who is the king and all-time streaming service superstar is Drake.
This nigga's talking about outside shit out of hip-hop. His outside endeavors out of hip-hop. You're not talking about the quality of the music. Nigga, you gave that album 3 mics, my nigga.
Yeah.
You gave a guy that you're sitting there telling me has all this going on. He's selling
me
out, selling this, he's selling this.
You
got to respect it. And all that.
Let me ask you
what about the quality of the fucking music?
So listen, I'll give you the quality. People love the album.
No, they don't.
That's the quality. A lot of people love the album. People love
a lot of people bought the album because of his name, Drake. When they opened it up and listened to the purchase, when the consumer opened up the purchase of Drake Scorpion album and digest that music, they was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Especially side
that's,
two.
That's not true.
Like, come on,
that's
my nigga.
That's not true.
I'm so tired of all you niggas out here. Rob Markman, Genius, Joe Budden, you my guy. Stop caping for Drake, my nigga. Joe Budden, you my nigga. But, dog, that was one of the episodes that I just could not stomach. Or watching you and Rory sitting up there acting like this is the most
ill shit y'all ever heard in y'all motherfucking life, and y'all are supposed to be hip-hop niggas. Rory, I respect your hip-hop knowledge, young boy. You way younger than me, but I respect you. I don't think you know more hip-hop than me. Watch, that's neither here nor there, but I respect what you bring to the table. Parks, you a backpack rapper. I know you ain't fucking with this Drake shit. And Joe, stop it, my nigga. Stop it. I know you ain't really playing this Drake shit like that, my nigga. Knock it off, Joe. Yeah, man.
So wait a minute. You think Joe Budden is not listening to his Drake album? I think he is. I think he really digested it. And I don't think he's doing what Royce did when Royce said, I listen to Eminem's album every day. It's my favorite album.
It's a little different, though. That's his boss. That's a little different.
I don't think he's lying like that. I really do think he listened to it. And the fact of the matter is,
I'm not saying he doesn't listen to it, but he's acting like this shit was like 4.5 mics. These niggas did a fucking 15-minute segment on the song 8 to 10. Hold on. They did a segment on the song 8 to 10 talking about, oh, he's talking about Kanye here. Oh, Kanye. They like, he let Kanye hear some joints. My nigga, Joe, nobody give a fuck about all that, my nigga. We talking about the music, bro. I don't give a fuck about who broke Kanye, bro, who was song and all
but,
that, nigga.
I
don't want to hear that shit, bro. That's from you.
Here's what I think. Here's the disconnect. People like the album a lot. That's what I'm telling you. I went to work, and people was like, yo, I love that Drake album, and I'm playing it. That's what I'm playing. Like,
the classic, right? Five mics, right?
Here's the thing. We can't act like nobody has this album. Everybody has heard it. Yo, people,
of course they do, because niggas want to see what this nigga's talking about because of his name.
You're right, and people like it. Like, well, so now we're anti-popularity. If you're popular in hip-hop, we don't like you. When?
No, I'm talking about the quality of the music, once again. I'm always going to go back to the Q-O-M, quality of music. Q-O-M, my nigga.
I'm going to name two albums that both sold over 10 million copies. The one was Hammer's album with Can't Touch This on it, and the other one was Nellyville, the other one was Country Grammar. They both
sold. I didn't like Country Grammar, so.
But it's still a monumental album that it was Diamond. So are you going to be like, the quality of the music of Country Grammar, the quality, are you going to hit that? You can get that argument.
I don't like the quality of music of Country Grammar, so.
So what? What does that mean? So that takes away from the impact of Country Grammar?
Nigga, you wasn't playing that shit, man. Knock it off, nigga. You wasn't playing Country Grammar. Knock it off.
Talking about. I'm trying to hide.
You was playing other shit, man. Knock it off, my nigga.
It sold over 10 million. Hammer. The Can't Touch This album.
I bought Hammer. I was in the era. Yes, I bought Hammer album.
You like
I ain't scared to say that. I bought MC Hammer's album.
You like the quality of that?
No, not the quality, but let's be real. And I've always said this. When Hammer was out, hip hop went through a stage when it was just, and you're gonna appreciate this, and you remember this because you were in the building. Remember when hip hop went through a stage when it was just clubhouse, club music, and house music? Hammer was in that era.
That's an incomplete sentence you just said. It's incomplete,
no, it's not.
And it's not fair what you said.
Yeah, it's not fucking, nigga, hip-hop went through a fucking era when it went through club music, Downtown Julie Brown, Ace of Spades, all other crazy shit. What are you talking about?
No. Jungle Brothers had Girl, I House You, right? They had Girl, I House You. Name another one besides Jungle Brothers, Girl, I House You. I'm putting you on the spot. Name another one.
Ace of Spades, Jungle Brothers, Girl, I House You. There was, that's when Downtown Julie Brown and all that shit was going on, man.
So the whole point is you are going to have to acknowledge that Drake has no equal right now in hip-hop. He stands alone.
That's bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
No,
yo, my
man,
nigga, see, don't do that because people listen to us. Don't do that. So he's by himself. So fuck it. Fuck anybody else. My nigga, you know what? Let me tell y'all something common, boys. You know what Watson is? What me and Watson are listening to right now? We're listening to 38 Special G-Rap. Niggas over here on this side,
absolutely
don't give a fuck about no
absolutely
Drake Scorpion album. That's
no,
what we
no, no,
playing
no,
right
no,
now.
No,
the fuck this nigga
no,
talking
no, no,
about, man?
No. Right now, we are absolutely listening to Sonny G Rap 38 Special, and we love it. But be clear, what did I tell you? I said this album is for people 35 and older, because everybody on the album outside of Votto and 38 Special is in their 40s.
Yo, that Votto, that binoculars joint. With 38 Special, Benny, what's on there, Watson? Votto.
Nori.
Yeah, I'm fucking with that.
I'm fucking with that. And you know the joint with Ransom. You know I love the joint with Ransom. You know I love that. When that came out, I was like, oh, this is my kind of hip-hop. But the point I'm trying to make is Drake stands alone right now. He has no peer, no
equal. No, he don't.
No.
No, he doesn't.
In terms of what you don't like.
Hey, Joe Budden. Joe Budden, since you're talking about mob ties, my nigga, go listen to 38 Special. And I sent you the link also, 38 Special and Benny Mob Ties, and then go listen to Drake Mob Ties. And I guarantee you, you're going to appreciate 38 Special and Benny's Mob Ties song over Drake's Mob Ties song.
Fuck out of here, man.
No. But see, we're having two different debates. I'm debating you Drake's success and his numbers are dominating hip-hop. Dominating.
I don't give a fuck about the numbers, man.
No, but here's why you have to, my man. Get Rich or Die Trying is not Get Rich or Die Trying if it doesn't do 800,000.
Get Rich or Die Trying is better than any Drake album. Anybody want to debate me? Right now, comment, boys, Watson, whoever. And then you motherfuckers tell me Drake got a better album than Get Rich or Die Trying. I'll spit on your fucking avi, my niggas. Don't play with me.
But you're not understanding.
Don't play with me.
This is not what I'm debating with you.
I'm letting niggas know that.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Sales in hip-hop matter.
For the artist, not for the consumer. For the artist, not for the consumer.
And I quote, you niggas got some audacity. You sold a million, now you half of me. That line is a fire line.
My nigga, once again, that's the artist feeling that way. I'm not an artist. I am a consumer. I'm a hip-hop music nerd, hip-hop music lover. That's what I am. I don't give a fuck. No shade to nobody. I want everybody to sell albums. You feel me? Everybody be successful. But as a nigga that loves hip-hop music, I'm not an executive nigga. I'm not Jimmy IE and these other motherfuckers or Jimmy IV. I'm not these niggas. I don't give a fuck what you niggas
when
sold.
We talk about,
is it
dope?
Our
job,
my nigga, do you know what shit about music you and I've listened through the years that we think is underground classics, but they ain't sell a lick?
Absolutely. But I know a lot. But here's the thing. When me and you did our Ja Rule appreciation, why did we highlight Ja Rule's success during the 99 to 2002 run?
Because he ran the radios, he ran videos, he ran BET,
yeah,
he ran MTV, he ran the clubs, chicks was playing Josh Shit Heavy, whatever. I didn't play Josh Shit.
No, but it was his success why we had to acknowledge it, right? It was his success. The reason why DMX's impact, the reason why all you guys talk about how great DMX.
And let me say this right quick. No, I got to cut you off. All you niggas talk about Drake makes songs for the ladies. Yo, my niggas, I make an argument that Ja Rule made better songs for the ladies than Drake. Anybody want to just have that argument with me?
I'll make an argument that LL Cool J made better songs for the ladies than Drake. I can make that argument. But my point is, that's not the era we're in.
I'll say Ja Rule.
Here's the era we're in. And I want you to be clear when you hear this. Summers. 10 summers.
My nigga, his last three summers been trash. When it comes to the quality of the music, 18. It's not been good, bro.
And remember, I told you. I said, this is Kanye just dropped the album every week for a whole month straight. Drake, and this is a fact. Drake outsold in 1 week every Kanye album combined in 1 week.
And Kanye got better albums than Drake. College Dropout,
No.
Late Registration. Are better than any album that Drake's ever dropped.
You're having an argument with yourself. You're not having an argument.
No, we
with
don't. No, nigga, I'm telling. I'm letting niggas know. It ain't about.
No. I want people
argument,
to know. I'm not on this Drake
not,
fucking wave.
It's not about.
I don't think he's that
wave.
Nice.
It's acknowledging that he's the number one selling artist in hip hop.
I don't give a fuck what he sold. He'll never be better than Jay-Z.
I want you to acknowledge
he will never be better than Hov. Never.
Can you
never,
that,
ever.
Can you acknowledge that he sells more than Jay-Z? Can you acknowledge that Drake is a bigger selling hip-hop artist in 2018 than Jay-Z? Can you acknowledge that?
He's supposed to be. Isn't he 32 years old? How did he just 32-year-old nigga just revealing to the world that he had a son? So he's supposed to sell more records than a 50-year-old nigga. Is he not?
But he does more than anybody. He's the biggest. Okay, here's the thing. Let's take it a step further. Drake is the number one artist in the world. He's the number one artist.
Not for me. I listen to Styles P shit more than Drake shit. That's me,
though. No, see, this is where you...
That's me,
but
though.
So what? The point I'm trying to get you to
ain't no fucking so what, nigga. Ain't no fucking so what. No, nigga, remember when you say so what? No.
You're not going to say so what. No.
My man.
Say so what.
My man.
It's hip-hop,
You cannot. Some of my, you know, my favorite albums in hip-hop were the biggest sellers in hip-hop. Wu-Tang Forever, Life After Death.
Classic.
It was written.
Classic.
These were all multi-platinum selling hip-hop albums. I never was against the success and the sales of those albums. I love that they sold much. I love that The Massacre sold 1.1 million in 4 days. That meant a lot to me because how much I love hip-hop. So now for you to say, throw sales out, throw success out, fuck all of that.
I never said
Drake,
throw it out. I'm always going to go to the quality of the music over the sales.
And
you're gonna, you go
to
sales over the quality of the music. I'm going quality of the music over sales.
Here's the thing. You don't like Drake. A lot of people love Drake. He's bigger than any artist you listen to.
I didn't say I don't like Drake. I just don't think he's that great like everyone makes him out to be. I really don't fuck.
Yeah,
that's not hating.
So before you niggas, hurry, I'm a hater. How can I hate? I'm not stealing a nigga. That's not hate. That's another word.
Okay.
Niggas got to use the word hate in a better way than they use it. If you don't like somebody's music, that means you're a hater? Is that what we doing? Because Common Sense said on one song, he said, that shit y'all be popping. And what he said, just because y'all like it, that don't mean that I'm hating. Some shit he was saying alluded to that. Like, I feel that way, like what Common was saying that, man. Like, that don't mean that I'm hating, my nigga, because I ain't feeling it.
But to me it sounds like hate, though. It sounds like hate. You come off
no,
as a
hater. No, it's
not
hate.
Why you come off as a hater? Because you don't give him props for nothing. Like, you're not acknowledging, I'm asking you, acknowledge the fact that no rapper alive sells with him. No rapper alive is his peer when it comes to success and sales. You won't acknowledge that. It bothers you.
I like Kendrick way more than Drake. I like Cole more than Drake.
See?
Yeah, man. Shit is real. If Drake drop an album
and
Benny drop an album, I'm listening to Benny shit first. How about that?
But here's what
while y'all niggas
doing,
listening to Drake shit with your pajamas
so
on and your nightlight on, while you niggas listening to Drake watching Gem and the Holograms, no nigga, I'm listening to Benny, nigga.
Okay, so
that's what I'm doing.
So the only point is, I think you need to acknowledge
Gem and
that
the Hologram
Drake,
ass niggas.
I think you need to just acknowledge that Drake is the number one selling artist in hip hop and he has no equal. That's
why do I have to acknowledge that though? Why do I have to acknowledge that?
Why won't you? This is a fact.
Why do I have to, though?
Why would you acknowledge the fact?
Because you're my partner. You're doing it.
Because
you're my partner.
You're
doing it.
No,
because you're my partner. You're doing it already. So one of us, you know, you can't have the pom-poms.
My man. We can't be up here talking hip-hop and then one of us accept reality and the other one won't accept reality.
No, it is. Nigga, he sells records, but I don't give a fuck. What about the quality of the music? Scorpion was not a good album to me.
Let me give you some real talk. He sells more than Hov. He streamed more than that Jay-Z.
My nigga, let me tell you something.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
You
want to
hear some real talk?
Yo, my nigga, I love you like cook food, my nigga, but you ain't going to do that, brother. You're not going to do that, brother. You're not going to do that. I'm not putting Jay-Z and Drake in it. No. Jay-Z wants me in my hip-hop soul, my nigga. Do you understand that, son? Do you understand that Hov
is
dropping?
Is Jay-Z and Drake problems?
No, nigga, let me get the bars off. Do you know how I felt when Jay was dropping album after album? 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. Like that, 2002. Like that feeling that I knew Jay was going to be consistent every year. That I knew he was going to drop some, listen, am I going to like every Jay-Z song? Hell no, my niggas. You're not going to like every song from your favorite artist. It's just not going to be possible. But the consistency. The consistency. Come on, my niggas. Are you serious, bro? Jay-Z and Drake? Get the fuck out of here, man.
So
444 was better than Scorpion.
Jay-Z,
and what? Marcy Lee was better than every fucking song in it. And what?
I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want to hear how you answer this. Is Jay-Z on Drake's album?
Yes. And?
Why?
Your point?
Why? Asking you why.
Because
why
Drake made the
Jay-Z
call.
On Drake's album?
Because Drake made the call.
I'm going to tell you why.
And you're making it sound like this is the first time Drake and Jay-Z's collabed. Jay-Z's been on 3 Drake's albums, my nigga. 3 of them shits. So this is not
Jay-Z,
new shit that Drake and Jay-Z are collaborating and shit.
Jay-Z, you know to stand close to.
Jay-Z, you know to stand close to. When you get on that phone, you hop on.
Are you out your fucking mind, boy?
And you man,
trust me.
And then more than Drake having Jay-Z on his album and Jay-Z being on it. I can guarantee you that.
Wrong. Jay-Z wants to be relevant. Jay-Z wants to still be relevant.
Yo, Meek, man, where you at? Meek, can you drop some music, son?
To the number one.
Meek Mill, can you drop some music, Meek? Please.
He was. You don't like, you didn't like your Woke song before? You don't like the song Woke? That song you performed?
I love that song by Meek and Miguel. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Drake don't do songs like that. Drake don't have no conscious side of him. He don't do that. So I'm not expecting Drake to drop conscious songs. He don't do that.
Yo,
you know why your biggest, your favorite 10 Summers guys, he does that. Jay-Z does other songs that, you know. When the Twin Towers dropped, I was the first in line, nigga.
You heard me?
When the Twin Towers dropped, I was the first in line, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Ain't that how you judge hoes? No?
I'm from where they argue all day. Who's the best MCs? Drizzy, Drake, or Aubrey?
No, that's not. I'm not from that city. I'm not from that city.
Drake or Aubrey. Ever went in
you
like
take,
that.
See? Because you're taking Jay-Z songs and sprinkling your little Drake lines in there. Remember, that's from Hovo. Let the comment boys know that's from Hovo. What you doing? All right? What are you talking about, man?
Drizzy held you down 10 summers, Dre. Where's the love?
Yeah. Jay-Z held me down from 96, my nigga. That's just a fact, bro. My Jay-Z playlist and my Drake playlist is totally different. And let me tell you something. I have a Drake playlist, but it's none of them sappy-ass moist songs, man. It was so good they had 38 Special and G-Rap drop a project. Get from that fucking soft, moisty shit. This nigga Drake pumping out to the masses, man. Even write your fucking rhymes, nigga. Overrate 40 the producer. Y'all niggas overrated him like a motherfucker. Push album is better than that nigga's album. But I know, common boys, Drake sold more records than Push Out. I don't give a fuck what he sold, nigga. Push album is better than Drake shit. Fuck are you niggas talking about, man?
Can I ask
what you niggas
question?
Are here talking about?
Can I ask you a question? Why did Jay-Z tell Mobb Deep, I sold what your whole album sold in the first week? Why did he say that?
But Jay been doing that, though.
No.
Jay didn't talk like that. He came in the door like that.
Why was it important for Jay-Z to highlight his sales?
And let me tell you something. When Jay-Z decides to highlight his accolades, they sound other than Drake's. You want to dispute that slick talk with me? You think Drake got better slick talk than Hov?
I wanted to dispute it.
The fuck out of here, man.
Here's how I dispute it.
Fuck out of
here. Here's how I dispute it. My Mount Rushmore is me with 4 different facial expressions.
You niggas gonna roll with that.
Drake gave y'all niggas something to roll with, boy.
Woo! Check this out. That is the hottest, braggadocious, I'm swagging line of 2018. We always talk about Mount Rushmore, and we always put 4 people. We always ask, who's the Mount Rushmore?
Get the fuck out of here with that kind of talk.
But boy.
No.
By the way,
wrong.
Shout out to Primo. Wait, watch this.
Drake would never
Primo,
be on my fucking thing.
Shout out to Primo. Shout out to Ho. You know when Drake gives you that call, first y'all stop the world. Make sure y'all get that beat in, y'all get that verse in. Shout out to both of y'all.
How you know they stopped with the world? How you know that? How you know they stopped?
Shout out to both of y'all.
What they were doing.
Shout out to both of y'all. Shout out to both of y'all. Drake, when Drake give that call, life stopped. What? Drake just called me?
Nah, I don't know about all that.
Yo, leave me alone, babe. Leave me over here a second. I'm giving Drake this verse because I'm going to be Drug Dealer Anonymous Ho. I want the world to know that I used to sell drugs before Meek and before all of
no,
the
don't
rappers.
Do that. No. Jay just
well,
nigga, Jay,
you
Jay,
all
Jay, it's in him, my nigga. It's in him to talk the hustle talk. Now, this,
yo,
I told you
man,
the Zimmerman line. I told you the Zimmerman line. I didn't go crazy over the Zimmerman line because that's some shit niggas been saying on social media for years now. So Jay took that quote from social media and ran with it, in my opinion. I'm going to keep it tall. But I ain't never put in
dead.
Jake.
The streets, that's your question. Are the streets dead? Hope said the streets is dead. Is the streets dead?
The streets will never be dead.
Are the streets dead? Are the streets dead?
Street music is at an all-time high.
Are the streets
at
dead?
An all-time low, pardon me. Street music is at an all-time low, pardon me.
Are the streets dead?
Yes, in a sense they are. Street music and hip-hop is at an all-time low.
No, are the streets dead?
I'm going streets and hip hop music.
A billionaire who vacated in the south of France is telling people how the streets are. He ain't been on the streets in 25 He got to get snuck out of Marcy. So give me a break. Give me a break about him telling you about the streets. Jay-Z don't know nothing about the streets. 88.
Oh, but Drake does, though. But Drake does, though, right?
No, no.
The hardcore streets, the hardcore streets of Toronto.
Drake is just the number one selling artist in hip-hop, and he has no equal.
That ain't saying much to me.
He has no equal. He has no peer. He outsells an album with Jay and Beyonce combined on an album together. He outsold it like it never came out.
My nigga, no one cares about that Jay-Z Beyonce album, my nigga. Knock it off.
Yo, Jay, I'm putting you on
Consignment. Nobody care about that album.
Write that verse and get it in. Put Jay on Consignment for that verse.
I want to go different subject here. Let's go different subject here. What's your take on Dave East, my nigga?
I love
just
Dave
on it, as his career right now.
I love Dave East. He's one of my favorite rappers from New York City. I love Dave East. I love Dave East. And I'll tell you this right now. In my rotation, heavy rotation, Dave East, Red Cafe. My favorite song out right
Red
now.
Cafe?
Red Cafe and Dave East have the best collabs. I'll tell you this right now.
Red Cafe and Dave East. If you're listening to this, my nigga, this is the only show you're going to get some bird in 2018 when somebody said your fucking name, Red Cafe.
Red Cafe and Dave East song is better than the Jay-Z Drake song.
Who listens to Red Cafe?
From hip hop speaking?
Niggas listen to Red Cafe?
From hip hop terms, Red Cafe and Davies' collaboration song that they have on Red Cafe's album is better than the Drake Jay Z song by far. Just on hip hop. I fuck with Davies' hard body. Everybody in New York City who raps talks with Davies. From Hellwell to Uncle Murray.
Hellrell. Consider the source. Hellrell. Okay.
Everybody. Okay. Cam'on. Beanie Siegel. Nas. The Locks. Everybody who raps in New York City who's a veteran and a legend fucks with Dave East.
Dog, that's not. Yes. Everybody. When he first came in the scene, so you see, I like. This is why I clean this shit up right now. Hold on.
It's not.
When Dave East dropped. Hold on, my nigga. When Dave East dropped, a lot of people were fucking with him. That's a Snapple top fact, right? Dave East's music ain't popping right now, son, than it did a couple years ago. Let's keep it real.
You're wrong.
Nigga is caught up in. No. His music is not popping.
Yes, it is.
He's beefing with some bum ass nigga that Mass Slander. Mass Slander, man.
Yes,
no one listens to Trap. What's that nigga? Trap Easy? What's that nigga name?
I have no idea.
Yo, Mass Slander, I don't know. You be going hard with Trap Easy, whatever his name is, my nigga.
I can't fuck with that, brother. That nigga don't do it for me, Kiko. I don't know, man. He don't do it for me. But back to Dave East. Dave East is all right, my nigga. He's all right.
Okay.
Y'all niggas be acting like he's super fire. I don't think he's progressed. I don't think his music has progressed at all.
Where's
the Nas co-sign done for him, my nigga?
Redman's prime run, did his music progress to you when he kept still rhyming about?
You're really comparing Redman's prime run
I'm talking about progression because your whole thing is about progression. Your whole thing is about progression. Did you progress? So if you keep talking about the same touchback, did you progress? You're talking about selling drugs, motherfucker. We think he's progressing. Your last verse, you talking about selling drugs. The same shit you was talking about on Reasonable Doubt. The same shit in 1996 you was talking about Reasonable Doubt. Talking about on Drake's album. There's no progression, Jay-Z.
No, because Jay-Z can freak it, though. Nope. The difference is Jay-Z can freak it in many ways, have hot beats, okay? Let's not do that. Let's not do that, my nigga. And Dave East, you trying to make love songs for you got some chicks that's rocking with you now, my nigga. Like, come on, son. You don't even sound right. I'm not a big Dave East fan anymore, son. It is what it is. He makes eye music here and there. Is he, like, fire, though?
That's fair.
Huh?
That's fair. You just, you know, it's a different thing.
Right. Last topic here. What about Nicki Minaj, man? What's going on with your girl, Nicki Minaj?
She's jealous because Cardi B took her pop lane, and she's having a nervous breakdown about it.
Wait a minute. When I said that a couple months ago, you barked on me for that. So now you're actually admitting that now?
Yes, I'm admitting it. Nicki Minaj, Cardi B's success has completely made her have a nervous breakdown. It's that simple. She just hates the fact that Cardi B took her pop lane. She didn't care about rap. But once the pop world, and when I say the pop world is embraced Cardi B, the pop white mainstream world is Cardi B is their go-to person. And it's killing Nicki Minaj. It's killing her.
What has Nicki lost her fan base?
No, she hasn't lost her fan base.
Or it's still strong.
That's what makes it pathetic. Nicki hasn't lost her fan base. She just can't stand that there's someone else who's thriving in her quote-unquote era.
That's your girl, though. I'm surprised you're not riding for Nika, though. That's your girl, ain't it?
I can't ride for her because she's for no reason. Like, she's literally upset and bitter for no reason. Ma, you're the most successful female rapper ever, and you're having a nervous breakdown because the chick from the Bronx is popping. Yes, Nicki Minaj is the most successful female rapper ever. But once again, she's not than you. She's not. She's more successful than
Life album sales?
As a rapper. She's more successful than Life as a rapper. Nicki Minaj is more successful than MC Light as a rapper. Is that a controversial statement for me to say that?
Why? Because it sales?
It's controversial when I say Nicki Minaj is more successful as a rapper than MC Light.
Get the fuck out of here. Because of sales? Nigga, I would never put Nicki Minaj on MC Light. Shut your fucking mouth, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nicki Minaj is not
more
successful than
MC Light. I've never put Nicki Minaj over MC Light. You crazy?
That's
never.
Not. Is she
that
more
ain't
successful
happening.
Than MC Light? Is she more successful than MC Light?
Not to me. Not in my hip-hop soul, no.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Not at all. I got five. I could put five chips over Nicki Minaj right now that I've appreciated throughout my hip-hop years, man.
Nicki Minaj is the most successful female hip-hop artist ever, and she's having a nervous breakdown because after 7 years of her dominating with no females in hip-hop, basically, she is having a panic attack because Cardi B is now the go-to it girl in mainstream.
What happened? You have no love for Remy? No love for
what
Remy.
What about Remy? Have you heard the latest singles? Have you heard a single with Chris Brown? Have you heard a single with Chris Brown? I don't hear you talking about it. What about that single she put out?
Unfortunately,
with
I heard it.
I didn't hear you talking about that one either.
Rhapsody. I got Rhapsody over Nicki Minaj, though. That's a fact. Rhapsody is my favorite female artist. I'm making no bones about that. I like her better than a lot of niggas also. So let me not just throw in a box. Over females. I like her better than a lot of niggas also.
I like 3D Natty and Miss Hustle. Those are my two favorites. 3D Natty, Miss Hustle, and Young M.A. are my three favorite female MCs.
Come on, my nigga. You went crazy over Miss Hustle shit for like 3 months, my nigga. It came and went, man.
No,
come on, man.
No, I never stopped.
I know you on that hustle wave. I know you were sending me mad songs from Hustle. Yo, 3, check this Hustle song out with Ransom and Raekwon. Oh, they all respect her. Nigga, K-Flay got all that. Come on, man. K-Flay brought it onto the table, my nigga.
Miss Hustle, 3D Natty and Young M.A. are my favorite female MCs.
Young M.A.
have it. And Nicki Minaj is more successful than all of them. I love Young M.A.
Young M.A. come on,
I love Young M.A. I love Young M.A. Love, love, love.
I like Young M.A. I don't know if I love Young M.A.
Young M.A. I love Sweat Young M.A. Love Sweat Young M.A.
I don't know if I love Young M.A., but, you know. I wouldn't say I love it, though.
PSA Hip Hop.
Take us home, man.
The home. PSA Hip Hop. PSA Hip Hop, home of Sonny G Rap. PSA Hip Hop, home of Sonny G Rap. That's 38 Special New Project. If y'all really want to know what old heads is listening to, I read you comment, boys. You old heads, y'all hating. Guess what? I'm an old head, and I'm going to tell y'all niggas what to listen to. 38 Special, Sonny G Rap. 38 Special, Sonny G Rap. Listen to that album. Listen to that album. Then come back to me.
Nah, they'll say Drake shit is better, man.
Nobody tell me
that. PSA Hip Hop, home of the New York Knicks, home of Summer League basketball that starts today. I get to see my young boy Knox get it in. You heard? Fizdale, man. You already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, fuck with your boys. URL initiation tomorrow, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Fuck with your boys. One!